like to thank God for that part of our service. Now it's time to lead the pastor and the minister in prayer.
Amen. Amen again. The Lord's been good to you. Say amen. The Lord has been good to you. Say amen. I said the Lord has been good to you. Amen. I don't know about you, amen. But God has been good to me. For a mighty long way. Somebody said, had not been for the Lord on my side, where would they be? I don't know about you, amen, but if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. Some kind of way, somehow, God made a way. God kept me when nobody else had. You gotta have a personal testimony with God. You gotta have a personal witness with God to understand, amen, that it was nobody but God that made a way out of nobody. It was nobody but God that made a way out of nobody. It was nobody but God that turned that situation around, amen. When you understand that, amen, then you can give God praise. It doesn't take anybody to prompt you to praise Him. It doesn't take anybody to say, come on, let's praise God, because you'll praise God anyhow, because you know that God has been good to you. Somebody said, He turned my situation around. Somebody said, I could have been dead and in my grave, but God told them to stand back in the end. Somebody said, it was God that woke me up this morning and started me on my way. It is God that has the blood still running warm in my veins. It is God who has continued to put a roof over my head. It is God that continues to give me shoes on my feet. It is God that still puts air in my body. It's God that still gives me the activities of my limbs. It is God that clothes me in my right mind. It is God that keeps food on my table. It is God that allows me to inhale and exhale. When you're going for yourself, amen. You can be like the songwriter saying, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me. See, all you got to do is think of it. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that He's done for me, then my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God. The same is me. The praising thing, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. Say, Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. And then it gets personal to me. I can't speak for nobody else. I can't talk for nobody else. But the Lord been good to me. And if I met a little bit, He been good to you too, amen. If you saw the bright sunshine this morning, He been good to you too. Allowing us to be able to know Him as good. See, God says that in His Word. We're not making that up, amen. When God made the world in just 7 days, amen, He said, He looked at it and said, it is good, but not only is it good, but it's very good. So if God brags on His own self, amen, and say what He's done is good, amen, it don't make no difference whether we think He's good or not. God is what? Good. Hallelujah. Thank God today for just blessing us one more time to be able to come to the house of the Lord where we can lift up the name of Jesus. So we didn't come for any fashion, form, or show today, but we've come simply to lift up the name of Jesus. We must be glad, amen, that we have an opportunity on a weekly basis to be able to come together, amen, as a church, amen, and give God the glory. We have a privilege, amen. Sometimes we take it for granted, amen, that we can assemble and we can give God the glory. We take it for granted week after week that God is going to keep us from week to week, amen. Not only week to week, but from day to day, amen. And when God has kept us from week to week and day to day, we have a reason. We have the ability to praise Him, amen. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to give God the honor, we're going to give Him the glory, and we're going to give Him the praise that He so richly deserves. Amen? We're going to recite call to worship this morning, Psalm 24. It says, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and
they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church. Let us pray. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, forever thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Father God, we come this morning with grateful hearts. We come, Father, thanking you and praising you for your ever-loving kindness. Thank you, O God, for the beauty of this day, Father. We thank you for another Sunday that you blessed us to see. We thank you for grace and mercy that woke us up this morning. Father God, in closing our right mind, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. We thank you, Father God, because nothing that we've done that's been so good this week, but it's just because of your faithfulness. And so we thank you this morning for your faithfulness. We thank you, Father God, for your darling son, Jesus, who was our sin sacrifice, so that we might have the right to the tree of life. And Father God, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would look on every heart that is assembled this day, O Father. And Father God, if you see anything that's not pleasing, that you would just cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And as you cleanse us, O God, fill us with more and more of your love, more and more of your Holy Spirit. And Father God, I pray your blessing upon Pastor Kason today. I pray that you will continue to keep your servant, O God. Continue to bless and strengthen him, O God. Father God, I pray that you will give him revelation knowledge of your word as he brings forth the preach word today, Father. O God, I pray in the name of Jesus that as he lift you up, Lord Jesus, that you will draw all men unto you. Father God, that you will meet every need. Father God, whatever we stand in the need of today, we know that you are our prayer helping God. So we put it in your hands, Father God. And then, Father God, I pray for First Lady Kason. I pray that you be her help and her strength today. Look on the first family in a special manner. And then, oh God, I pray that you will look on the Heart of God Baptist Church, that you will meet every need, oh God. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name. Father God, those that are assembled in the congregation, those that are coming through media, those that are coming through Facebook or whatever means of communication, I pray, Lord Jesus, that your Holy Spirit, Father God, will unite every heart, oh God. Father God, that you will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. We thank you, Father. We thank you for everything that you've done for us. We thank you for the mercy that you continue to allow us to receive. We thank you for the healings that you have given into our bodies. And, oh, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. And I pray, Father God, that whatever is said today, Jesus, that you will be lifted up. And we thank you again for every blessing and every benefit. And we love you. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for that fervent prayer, reaching out to the Lord. It's always a blessing. I don't know about you, amen. Sometimes that we have to call on God, amen. Sometimes the situation gets a little rough. Amen, like, amen. I might be the only one, amen, that ever had a rough situation, amen. But every now and then the situation gets rough, and we got to call on the Lord. And sometimes you got to call on him real quick, amen. Now, situation. Run up on you, they run up on you real quick. So there's an old song, amen, that the saints used to sing. That's number 298 in the hymn. And it's called Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Amen. And sometimes you can't do a whole lot of talking, but you need to do a little talk. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. When that situation comes up on you, I can only imagine. I heard the news yesterday afternoon about a group of people who were gunned down in Buffalo, New York. Amen. And I heard, amen, that some folks had to call on the Lord real quick. Amen. Can you imagine in there you trying to get some Aunt Orange juice, trying to get a little bit of milk, trying to get a little bread, somebody comes in and starts shooting. Amen. And in situations like these, you need to know the Lord for yourself, and you need to know how to get a prayer through. I'm going to say that again. In situations like these, you need to know the Lord for yourself and know how to get a prayer through. Amen? Situations where these things arise so fast, you need to have a little talk with Jesus. It's just a little talk. It didn't say a long, drawn-out conversation. Amen? Sometimes you just need a little brief talk. Amen? Just a hello, how you doing, I need. Anybody ever been there? Hello, Jesus, I need. Amen. Hello, God, I need you to make a way. Amen. Somebody said, help me, Lord. Amen. Somebody just said, help. Amen. And I'm sure there was a lot of people, amen, in that marketplace that needed some help. And so we're going to have just a little talk to Jesus. And the first verse says, I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. And then the chorus says, now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. Hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Feel a little prayer will turn it. Know a little fire is burning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Y'all ready? Let's sing to the glory of God. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It made my heart in love and wrote my name above. Let us talk with Jesus, make me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. Hear our pain and cry. And survive. Power of day, the object of sin
to God this morning because he is such an awesome, mighty, and an amazing God. God bless you. Stay safe.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to our next question for last four digits, 7971. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor, First Lady, and Heart of God members. A blessing in the land of the living. God, I've been able to come here, but I've been in the comfort of my heart. And listen to God bless. Thank God, Pastor, that you are so faithful to be our leader, our spiritual leader that we need so desperately. I was reading this morning this from Oswald Chambers, and I said, what is needed today is not a new for live women who can take the of the Son of God that will reach the very heart of our problems. Have our situation, our problems, but we have God to turn to and give us an assurance that it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And I'm a true believer, love the Lord, and pray that we continue to unite and follow him and do things that are of God, that's going to be pleasing to him, and we will receive the benefits of and the fruits of our labor in Christ. You all be blessed, have a blessed week, take care of yourself, and stay safe.
Thank you for your testimony this morning.
Good morning, Holly. Shout out to all of you. I thank God I'm doing well. I'm still trusting and believing. I'm online every Tuesday morning, and I truly thank God. The prayer warriors for that
Amen.
Prayer because it's truly uplifting for me. I'm online for Sunday school, but I'm not verbal for health reasons. But God knows my heart. God is good. He has been good to me. So I just give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And I thank God for his grace. Keeps me strong, keeps me up. My sister and I, we are here having church in this house every day, quoting God's word and knowing that he is the answer. So you all continue to pray for me, and I'll do the same for you. Have a blessed and safe week. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 1741. 1741. Good morning.
Good morning. Hallelujah and praise God. Good morning, Pastor Kayson. Good morning, First Lady Kayson and Heart of God Baptist Church. I just thank God for Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank God for his many blessings and his love that he has shown me. I thank him for his faithfulness, because truly God is a faithful God. And I thank him for his hand of healing. I thank God that I'm able to say this morning, I had taken a fall a couple of weeks ago, and I just thank God that he is a healer because I'm able to walk now and I'm able to move. And I just give God all the glory and the honor and the praise. Thank you, Heart of God. Thank you, Pastor Kayson, for your prayers. Thank to everyone for your prayers, because prayer works. I just give God all the glory this morning. My heart is overflowing with joy because God is true to his word. And the testimony this morning, God is a healer. He is faithful. Yeah. He is true to his word. And not only he healed me, but he healed my son and daughter-in-law and grandchildren. He just healed them a corporate. And I just praise God for the healing, not only in my family, but in every family that God has allowed to heal. And so we give him the glory this morning. I thank him. I lift him up. And heart of God, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We thank God for Pastor Kayson. I just pray that God will put a special blessing upon you through the pressing, that you allow us to be blessed. Even though we're not in the sanctuary, we can still praise God. And so I just thank God for you and how he used you and technology that the servants of God can continue to be blessed. And we just give him glory this morning because truly he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes,
from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah to your name. Hallelujah to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, heart of God. God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7351. 7351. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Kayson, First Lady and the Heart of God Church. I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for allowing me to be here again another day and to be in my right mind and to still have some eyesight. Dear Lord, you're just so good, and all I want to do is praise your name. Praise your name, Lord, and just let you know that I depend on you for everything and know that you're going to take care of my family, my friends, and me, oh Heavenly Father. And I pray, Lord, that you continue to let us fight the battle with you in front, on side, and in the back, oh Lord of us. So praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We thank God for the prayers of the righteous and all of the testimonies that have gone up today. Now we got some folks in the building, amen. We got a testimony, amen. I don't know if they want to say something this morning, but the mic is open, amen. Anybody want to say something, amen, this morning? Praise the Lord, amen. We're going to start over here. Over here, and then got a testimony. Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord, church. Hallelujah. Y'all been driving me. I said, praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
Right. So, you know, just want to thank God for, you know, waking up this morning for life, health, and strength. I've been on this journey, you know, for a while. And God has just lately. God has just been blessing. He's already been blessing, but just like, it's like God is just blessing real hard right now. And what I love about it is that he's only blessing because I'm his child, not of what I've done. And I'm glad God, you know, looks beyond our faults and see our needs. Amen. Because whatever's going on in our lives, we have to still understand that it is working for those who love the Lord. No matter what we go through. And I'm just, you know, so happy and I'm so elated that God has just been moving in my life, like every aspect, though. And, you know, I'm just so grateful, so grateful because I know what it is. People say, well, I don't know what it would be like if I didn't have Jesus. We'd be dying and going to hell. So, you know, I'm just grateful for everything. We were talking about when Mother's Day was here, me and my mother was talking about, you know, a mother's love, and I was just saying that I thank God that Jesus' mother didn't have the love that my mother has for me, because if it was, that was the case, then we'd be still dying and going to hell. So it's just like, You know, God has just been blessing, man. He still in the blessing business. So that's my testimony.
Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God for allowing me to see another day. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. Thank God that he does not deal with me according to my standards. I'm thankful for my church family. I love you guys to pieces.
Amen.
I ask that you guys continue to pray my stress. I'm still going through some hard days, but it'll get better as time goes on.
Amen.
And I just ask you guys to continue to keep me in prayers, and I will also continue to pray for you guys.
Amen.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I thank God for being able to do that in church.
Amen.
I just like to thank God for life.
Amen.
Blessed us to try to figure out, you know, what's been going on with her. She's been sick for a little while.
Amen.
Bless him, Doc. Pray that he just keeps everybody. And still going on in the world.
Amen. Amen.
Glad to be here.
Somebody else. Somebody else.
Hallelujah. Thank God how you kept me. Thank you, Lord, for what he's doing, how done in the heart of God after church.
Amen.
Thank you for this love. It's the heart.
Amen. Amen.
I really appreciate everybody. Thank you for the prayers. I just tell them the weather good to myself. It's not COVID. But
amen.
Amen. Thank you, God, that I'm here. There's something about that word earlier this week.
Amen.
So I thank God. And I know he's a healer.
Amen.
And I just thank him for all that he has done in my life, my family life, and the heart of God at the church. And also the pastor to say that thank y'all for keep on praying for me and my family.
Amen.
I just can't give him enough praise. But he's an awesome God.
Yes.
And he's worthy to pray. Yes, he's really worthy to be praised.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning, heart of God.
Good morning.
I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to everyone here today. I just want to thank the Lord for what all he's doing for us all and what he's doing in the world today. People are still being saved by his word, by his goodness and his grace. And we sang today, just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right, and it will. You can tell him all about your troubles.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell him your ups and your downs, and he will tell about it.
Yeah.
And he's going to do what's best for you. And he's going to send a blessing your way. I just like the Lord. He has a sense of humor. Yesterday I went through some things, and I was like, I told the Lord, this is not funny. But if it is, I'm going to deal with it best I can. But please let me know about it. But it was just not funny yesterday. And I'm just going to deal with it the best I can. And I ask the Lord, what else do you have in store for me? If something's going on, I don't know what it is, but I guess he'll let me know soon. But I want to say to the heart of God, keep holding on to God's unchanging hand.
Yeah.
Pray one for another. And the Lord, the heart of God, we are a loving church. We love you. We look forward to seeing you. I'm praying that when the sun comes out, that everybody will come out. So we can be together. We can just be in the parking lot for a minute and tell you that we love you. Hold on.
Morning. This is helpful. Have a blessed day.
I'm sending out air hugs and love, and I hope you all got. Chat with you later.
Amen. Thank everyone for their testimony this morning. It's nothing like having a testimony for the Lord. Amen. We thank God, amen, for a testimony for the Lord. Those that don't mind telling God, amen, that they appreciate him and that they love him. We're getting ready to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Sykes, she will get ready to lead us in prayer. Just continue to pray for our country. Continue to pray for our men and women in uniform all over this world. Continue to pray for our leaders, Congress, House and our Senate. Continue to pray for all of our government institutions, our Supreme Court, all of the folks that are Department of Justice, and all of the different agencies that are working on behalf of our country, that they would trust in God. And they would make decisions they have based upon, amen, what is right in the sight of God and what is right for the people of God. Continue to pray that God will hold the rain. Continue to pray for our school teachers, our first responders. Continue to pray for those in war-torn countries. Continue to pray for all of our churches all over the world that are open in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray for your neighbor, pray one for another, that we all will be found doing the things that are pleasing in the sight of God. And so we're going to ask Reverend Sykes, and she would lead us in this prayer. Good morning, Reverend Sykes.
Good morning. Let us pray. Father, we come this morning in the precious name of Jesus, thanking you, Father, for another opportunity to praise and to worship you. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy on today. We thank you for your love and kindness and your faithfulness unto us, God. We thank you for being a God that never slumbers or sleep, God. We thank you, God, for your keeping power. We thank you, Father, that you are still, that we are still standing and we're still holding on to your unchanging hand. Oh, God, we thank you for family and those that are connected, oh, God, to us. Oh, God, we come with hearts of thanksgiving and grateful hearts this morning, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you for life, for health, and for strength on this morning. God, we thank you that you are still a miracle-working God. And, God, we thank you, Father God, that you look beyond our faults and you supply all of our needs, Father God. And so, Father, we come this morning, Father God, to lift up your holy and righteous name, Father God. We come this morning, Father God, to pray, oh, God, and to intercede for others, Father God. And, oh, God, we come this morning, Father God, to say hallelujah to your name because your word is to be praised. And so, Father, they have many, many, many prayer requests this morning, Father God. And so, Father God, we want to lift up a few to you this morning, Father God, because, Father God, you know that you care for us, Father God. And we know, Father God, that you are able to do anything for yourself, Father God. And so, Father, we humbly bow before your throne of mercy this morning, Father God. Lifting up the kind everywhere this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we lift up, Father God, all war-torn countries this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we lift up all families, oh, God, near and far this morning, Father. We lift up all pastors this morning, all churches this morning, all of our service leaders this morning, Father. We lift up, oh, God, our children and our grandchildren this morning, Father God. And, oh, God, we lift up all of the elderly to you this morning, Father God. All bereaved families, Father God, strengthen and encourage their hearts this morning, Father God. And, oh, God, we pray, Father God, for the city of Brooklyn, New York, this morning, Father God, for the families there, Father God, for the shooting that happened, Father God. You know all about it, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask that you would touch the hearts and the minds, the souls and the spirits of mankind, oh God, on today, Father God. And God, we need you because there are so many broken hearts this morning. There are so many spirits that are wounded this morning, Father God. But we know that you are well able to keep us, Father God, and to see us through these challenges in life, Father. And Father God, we pray for our pastor this morning, Father God, that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct him, Father God. Oh God, that you would give him the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance, Father God, to continue to stand strong in you, Father. We pray for our first lady this morning, Father God. And Father God, we pray that you would touch her from the crown of her head, God, to the tips of her toes, Father God. Father God, I speak healing over her body right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I speak healing in the atmosphere this morning, Father God. I speak healing over our families and our church families, Father God, this morning, Father God. And Father, we just thank you this morning, Father God, because we know that you are a prayer-answering God, Father God. And we pray, oh God, for those that are listening and watching by the different modes of communication this morning, Father God. We pray for Mother Olynthia Randolph down in Georgia this morning, Father God, and the Randolph family this morning, Father God. We pray for Deacon Anita Bryce and the Bryce family this morning, Father God. Pray for the Heart of God Baptist Church this morning in its entirety, Father God, every member, every ministry, Father God. We pray for our sister churches this morning, Father God. New Birth Baptist Church, Pastor Gregory, First Lady Gregory this morning, Father God. Oh, God, we just thank you this morning, and we bless your name, and we praise your name this morning, Father God. We know that you are present help, oh, God, in the time of trouble, Father God. We know that you are our refuge and our strength, Father God. And so, Lord, we pray that you will use us, oh, God, as you please, Father God, that you will use us as your servants, Father God. Oh, God, that you would lead, guide, and direct us in the way that we should go, Father God. And whatever your will is for our lives, Father God, we pray that you would allow it to be done in the name of Jesus, Father God. And whatever the problem might be, Father God, we know that you can solve it because you are a problem-solving God, Father. And so we thank you this morning, Father God, that you are able to do anything but fail, Father God. And so, Father God, we just lift up our eyes into the hills from which cometh our help this morning, knowing that our help coming from you this morning, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we lift up this morning, Father God, those that don't know you, Father, in the three parts of their sins, Father God, that their hearts will be pricked, Father God, that they will come, oh, God, running, I yield. What must I do to be saved, Father God? Father, we just thank you and we bless your name and we praise your name, oh God. We pray, oh God, this morning, Father God, for Anthony, oh God. We pray for his wife this morning, Father God. I pray healing upon her this morning, Father God. Father, we thank you, God, for your healing virtues, Father God, because your word says that you sent your word and it healed them, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you for your word this morning because your word is true power and strength. We thank you for your anointing this morning because your anointing destroys every yoke, Father God. And Father God, your word tells us that eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard, and it hasn't entered into the hearts of man what you are going to do for those who love you, Father God. And so, Father God, we thank you for your love this morning. We thank you, Father God, for giving us the strength this morning, Father God. We thank you this morning for the angels that you have placed to watch over us all day and all night, Father God. And so we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise on this day, Father God. We love and adore you, God. And you have done great things in our lives, Lord Jesus. And we say hallelujah to your name this morning, Father God. We say bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh God, we thank you, God, this morning, and we praise your name this morning. And we pray this prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Thank God.
Amen. And thank God. Amen. Fervent prayer. Amen. We know that God is the one, amen, that continues to bless us day in and day out. And so we give him honor today because we know he is a prayer-answering God. Amen. I don't know about you, amen, but I'm glad we serve God. answers prayer. Amen. 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 Come on, have a great high priest that can pass into the heavens. Jesus, Son of God. Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And for a few moments of this morning, we want to talk from the subject, just a little talk with Jesus. We'll make it all right. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to stand and to declare your word. Father, I ask that you will forgive me of my sins, oh God, that you will be faithful and just to forgive me and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Oh God, that I might be a pure vessel used by you. Oh God, that the sinners would be converted, the saints would be edified. But most of all, God, you would receive honor and glory to your name. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. The Hebrew writer in chapter 4 was continuing a thought that was conveyed in chapter 3, and that was that the just shall live by faith, that it's one thing to have lip service about faith, but it's another thing, amen, to actually walk out faith. And what we come to realize down through the years, amen, is that many people talk a good game about faith, amen. Many people talk a good game about knowing the Lord for themselves, amen. Mm-hmm. But if you have faith and you know the Lord for yourself, amen, it will show in how you live. Have I got a witness? Amen. If you have faith and you know the Lord for yourself, it will show in how you live. In other words, if you know God and you have faith in God, there's a certain way that you will live your life. In other words, there are certain things that you will do, and there are certain things that you won't do. Amen? There are certain places that you will go, and there are certain places that you won't go. Amen? There are certain things that will cause you, amen, to be angry, and there's certain things that will cause you not to be angry. There's certain things, amen, that will cause you, amen, to cut somebody out, amen. And then there's certain things, amen, that will cause you not, amen, to cut somebody out, amen. But as long as you're walking by faith in God, amen, and you have a relationship with God, amen, God will be there, amen, for you every step of the way. Because God promised in his word that he said he would never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. And so the Hebrew writer is talking to those saints, amen, who have backslidden, amen, and to the point, amen, where you can't tell whether they are saint or they are angels. Somebody ought to say amen. There were some folks that heard the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, and they started off fast and heavy with God, amen. But the enemy put some distractions up, amen, and they turned away from God. And so the Hebrew writer is saying, I'm writing to you to see if you still have faith in God. You're still responding to the gospel like you first did. God, people who have loved the Lord and responded to him by faith, amen, no matter what the journey is, no matter what the test, no matter what the trial, no matter what the tribulation is, they'll still behave the way God wants them to behave, amen. In other words, they've been bought with a price. They've been sealed with the Holy Spirit. They've been filled with the Holy Spirit. And so no matter what life brings them, amen, they're by faith going to turn to God and continue to walk with God. That's not to say from time to time we might have a slip up or fall down, amen. But on a consistent basis, amen, you will have a walk, amen, that is in tune with your heavenly Father. And so here the Hebrew writer is saying, I'm trying to find out because you guys are acting like those folks, amen, that came out of Egypt. And what happened with the folks that came out of Egypt, amen, is that God delivered them from bondage. God set them free. God brought them out of the oppression of Pharaoh. He brought them out of the enslavement, amen, of an oppressive people, and brought them out by bringing his servant Moses, amen. And Moses delivered the message to let the people go. And reluctantly, Pharaoh let the people go. And once they were made free and they went out, God promised them a place, amen. If they would be obedient, if they would be faithful, if they would trust God, then he would promise them a place of rest in the promised land, amen. But once they got delivered from the hand of the oppressor, they behaved in a manner that did not please God. They behaved in a manner, amen, that caused them to act like, amen, they've never been delivered by God. They behaved in a manner, amen, where they never realized that they were in slavery and now they were free. And so God said in his word to those people, amen, that because of your unbelief, because of your behavior, you will never enter into the promised land, the land of rest. And my brothers and sisters, this is what the Hebrew writer is writing. He's writing to say, are you going to behave just like those folks, your ancestors, amen, that were delivered by God, that were delivered from the hand of slavery, that were promised the place of rest, amen, but because of their attitude and lack of faith in God, that God said, amen, that they won't enter into rest? So he asked them, where's your faith in God? He asked him, where's your walk in God? You're behaving like those folks that wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. The Bible says till their bodies fell like carcasses, their carcasses fell in the wilderness. They never entered into the promised land because their behavior didn't demonstrate that they knew the God of the promised land and of rest. And so they were restless in the wilderness. They were stiff-necked. They wouldn't bow down, even though they were delivered from the power and the penalty of slavery, even though God gave them everything they needed in the wilderness. The Bible says that their clothes didn't wear out, their shoes didn't wear out. He fed them manna from on high. He gave them water, everything they needed. Even though they were in a desert place, God took care of them. Do I got a witness today that no matter where you have been in your life, whether it was a desert place, whether it was a rough place, whether it was high water, whether it was deep water, whether it was too much heat or not enough heat, everywhere you went, God provided and made a way for you because God is true to his word. So the Hebrew writer saying, we're not getting a good story from y'all. Y'all say y'all saved, y'all say y'all love the Lord, y'all say amen, that God is good, but some kind of way you're not lining up by faith in your walk, in your obedience to God, amen, that proves that you are trusting and believing in God. So he asked the question, are you like those folks that wandered in the wilderness after being delivered and failed and never got to the promised land or never got to the rest? Never got to the rest where you're depending on God. And that's the thing about rest. When you're resting in the Lord, that means you're trusting him for everything. That you're trusting him because if you rest in your own rest, that means that you're trusting in what you can do for yourself. And what happens is you can do with only so much. And what happens is you end up failing time after time after time. But when you get to a place, amen, where you're trusting God for everything, what happens is you begin to realize that there is no failure in God. And when you begin to understand that you can rest in God because there's no failure in him, even when the trials and the tribulations, the times get rough and the desert place comes out, the desert place, what happens is you begin to realize that God was my water in the desert place, that God was my shelter in the time of storm, that God was my very presence. Help in the time of need, that God was my food when I was hungry, that God was my strong tower that looked after me, that God was my buckler that held it all together. And so once you begin to have rest in God, Once you begin to rely on him, what happens is your walk with God gets stronger. And what happens is people can see truly you are a child of God. Truly that you have born again, bought with the price, filled with the Holy Spirit, sealed to the day of redemption, walking in his walk in spite of the things that are coming and happening. But the writer also wants you to know that God never promised the road was going to be easy. He never promised him that everything would be Sunday and 70 degrees and beautiful sunshine without a care in the world. He never promised that. The thing that he promised is he said, I will be there with you. And so when we look at chapter 4, verses 14, he talks to him and he says, seeing then we have a great high priest that has passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. In other words, we have a God who has stood the test of time. We have a Jesus that came down through 42 generations, that took on flesh and was just like you and I in this world. He walked in this world. He experienced the troubles of this world. He experienced the heartache, the pain, the physical trials. He experienced the spiritual challenges of this world. But he did it in a manner that was pleasing to God and without sin. And because of this, he died on Calvary's cross. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, and on the third day he arose with all power in his hand, and he was seen of men some 50 days on earth, and then he ascended to heaven, and he sat down at the right hand of God, and he's here today making daily intercessions on your and my behalf. Somebody say, Jesus knows all about our struggles. He knows what you're going through. He understands your headache. He understands your physical trials. He understands your spiritual trials. He understands what's going on. And so that's why the Hebrew writer says, we don't serve a high priest like the ones of Aaron, where they got to go and minister and offer sacrifices for you and sacrifices for myself and sacrifices for you and sacrifice daily. Jesus made a sacrifice once and for all for sin. And so that makes him greater, amen, than all the other earthly priests. And he is seated at the right hand of God. And so in verse 15, the Hebrew writer says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. When you say Jesus knows all about your struggles, knows all about our struggles, in other words, it's good to have a Savior that knows what you're going through. I don't know about you, amen, but there's some things that people go through, amen, that nobody else knows, amen. There's some things in your life and my life, amen, that nobody else knows but God, amen. Is that all right? Amen, amen. Hey, there's some things you can't share with anybody, amen. But when you turn to God, Lord have mercy, God knows what you're going through. Somebody ought to get excited about God today, that God is a God, amen, that knows your deepest secret. He understands your deepest pain. He understands your deepest concern. He understands what's going on in your mind, in your body, in your soul. He understands every hair on your head. He knows and numbers every hair on your head. God has the ability, amen, to know when you need a hug, to know when you need a spanking, to know, amen, when you need some food, to know when you need some encouragement, to know when you need somebody to lift you up, to know when you need somebody to speak a word in your life. God knows exactly what you need because he is the one that created this earth. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. And everything you need in your life, God has made a way, and God has prepared. Somebody said he's an all-sufficient Savior. God didn't bring you this far to leave. So he says in that verse 15, he can't be touched with our feelings. And sometimes, Lord have mercy, as big and bad as we are, we get in our feelings. Can't say amen to ours. Amen, amen. We get to a place where we get in our feelings, amen. Let somebody say the wrong thing to you at the right time, amen. Let somebody say something to you the wrong way, amen. And it might not hit you till later on, but you get in your feelings. Anybody ever got wind in their jaw? Anybody ever got their behind on their back, amen? Anybody ever rolled their eyes and got any feelings, amen, and got to a point where you weren't talking to somebody, or you didn't want nobody to talk to you, or you had some choice words, but you put your religion down on the side and told them your mind and put a few words and choice words, and you rolled your eyes and smacked your lips and put wind in your jaw and did all these things. Why? Because you was in your what? Feelings. How many know that Jesus knows about your feelings? See, a lot of times, folks don't even care about your feelings. They hurt your feelings in a second. Amen. I always tease my daughter about the weekly, amen, trip to the grocery store that my wife makes, amen. And before she goes to the store, amen, she'll take everything that's in the refrigerator, come on, Janice, amen, and throw it in the trash, amen. And that last piece of whatever you wanted, amen, come on now. And you wanted it, you went to the refrigerator, and it was gone, amen. And it wasn't there, your mouth was ready, and you knew that you was going to get that last piece. Amen. And you opened the door and it was there and you got your what? Feelings hurt.
Hallelujah.
Preach. I look at Janice. Janice looks at me and say, yep, or it's your feelings. If you didn't get that piece of whatever my pride, then you was in trouble. Be the last piece of chicken, the last piece of shrimp, the last piece of cold pizza, whatever is in there. You go in there, think I'm going to get this last one and pop it in the microwave. You open that door Friday afternoon. And that door is gone. Got your feelings hurt, amen. And you thought you were going to eat something, amen. But thank God, he knows, amen, that somewhere along the line, that Friday afternoon or Saturday morning, he's going to replenish, amen, what you need. And so we thank God, amen, that Jesus knows about our feelings. Even though some folks can hurt your feelings, amen. Even though sometimes folks, amen, don't even know when they're hurting your feelings, amen. And some folks know they're hurting them and hurt them anyway, amen. They'll do something or say something and get you out of your game and get you talking and get you moving in the wrong direction. And the enemy knows how to hurt your feelings and get you not to act like God. Anybody ever got in your feelings, amen, and you, instead of acting like God, you acting like everything but what? A child of God. Amen. Amen. Tree out there. Amen. 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 And then the first thing they'll tell you, preacher, I thought you was a preacher. The first thing they'll tell you, I thought you was a Christian. The first thing they'll do is go on social media and have you cussing somebody out and it'll go viral in a second. Amen. That the preacher, the pastor, the deacon, they're going to cuss somebody out. Amen. And they're going to tell you to come and pray at the altar. Because Jesus knows about our feelings and our infirmities. And this is the one that I like about your infirmities. The infirmities when you're not feeling well in your body. When you're not feeling well and you've been a situation where your body is not doing well. And I don't know about you, but one of the worst feelings, amen, is when you're not feeling 100% in your physical body. When you can't do the things that you used to do or want to do because you're not feeling well in your physical body. And everybody that I know have gone through some type of sickness and illness in their lives where it took some time, it took a while for you to be able to come out of these infirmities. And the only way that you can come out is get God to pray, God to heal, God to deliver you. You have to participate in the process, though, in order for God to pray, order God to deliver, and God to heal. And God says, I know every hair on your head. I know every bone in your body. I know every heartbeat of your life. And because I know this, I'm here willing and able to heal you from whatever infirmities you have. But we have to get to a place where we understand who to go to heal our infirmities. Mm-hmm. And so that's why we say, amen, just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. You have to get to a point where you want to rest in God, not like resting in man, not like resting in your own self, but rest in God to do the healing. You do know the word of God says that by his stripes we are healed. In other words, by his stripes, whatever infirmity we have, God has the power, God has the ability to heal us. And that's why the Hebrew writer says, amen, he knows about our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. In other words, he knows everything that we're going through. He knows our ups and our downs. He went through some tough times on this earth, yet he did it without sin. So he knows what we're going through. He knows what we're feeling. He knows our shortcomings. He knows our uprising. He understands the things of this life. And he says, all you got to do is come to me, and I'll make a way for you. All you got to do is turn and trust me, and I'll do that thing that nobody else can do. Amen? And I know there's some people, amen, that are listening to me, and there's some people that are hearing and watching, amen, that have turned to God, and God has done something for them that nobody else can do. There are some people that have experienced the miracles of God, amen, that man could not do, amen. They trusted God, and God opened the door. God healed the body. God made a way. God turned the situation. Somebody didn't hear me today. God turned the situation around. God opened the door, or God closed the door. God held back the enemy. God lifted the standard. God stopped the flood. God made the sunshine. God turned the storm, the winds, and the waves to stand back and behave, and he performed the miracle in your life. And so God says, I don't change. If I did it on yesterday, somebody get ready and get excited. Amen. You might be going through an infirmity or sickness right now. But God said, if I did it on yesterday, come on now, I can do it today. In other words, God doesn't lose power. If he had the power to do it on yesterday, he can do it today. Look at somebody say, if God had the power to do it on yesterday, he can do it again today. Somebody's depending, leaning and depending on God. Amen. For another blessing. Look at somebody and say, I'm looking for another blessing from God. So in verse 16, and I'm getting ready to let you go, he says, let us, in other words, y'all have turned y'all back on God. Y'all are acting like your folks that Moses delivered. But he said, let us not get like that and rest in man, but let us continue to rest in the power of God. And so what he says in verse 16, he says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace. In other words, because Jesus went into the heavens and he went into the holiest place, he has given us direct access to God. In other words, there's no longer a firewall, but Jesus has made the access through his blood and his body on Calvary's cross. And so now we can come boldly to the throne of grace. And we can lean and depend on God and God's grace to allow us to be able to get back in the proper relationship with God. See, before we had to go on through an earthly priest, but now Jesus has become our heavenly high priest. And because he understands what we're going through, we can go to him, and he's our advocate. He works on our behalf. He is the one that knows all of our struggles. The songwriter said that Jesus knows all about our struggles, and he will answer by and by. Just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. Because of God's grace, we can get to the Father. Because of God's grace, we can get to our healing. Because of God's grace, we can get to our deliverance. Because of God's grace, we don't have to act like the devil when somebody hurts our feelings. Because of God's grace, we can pray for those who despitefully use us and think all manner of evil about us. Because of God's grace, we can show mercy even though folks ain't merciful. We can show grace and we can show mercy. And the thing that I like about it, in the time of struggle, in the time of need, God's grace, God's mercy will follow me. The psalmist said, surely, just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. Somebody said, Jesus, I need some mercy. Jesus, I need some grace. Jesus, I need your help. Just a little talk with Jesus. Somebody called him in the midnight hour when your body was acting pain. Jesus, I need somebody to give me some pain relief. Won't he do it? Won't God do it? God will come in the midnight hour. He'll ease the pain. He'll loose the shackles. He'll make your mind a mind of God. He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. I'm talking about just a little talk with Jesus. And he will. He'll make it all right. When everything else is falling down and falling apart, he'll make it all right. He'll turn the situation around. He'll heal the body. He'll deliver you from the infirmities. God is the God that will keep his word. He ain't looking for no big conversation. He just wants you to trust and believe. Amen. Oh, your heart. Be not to your own understanding. Come on, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. Just a little talk. It don't need to be no long, drawn-out conversation. Every now and then, you got to be like Sister Daisy Butler said, help me, Lord. God will come see about his child. God will come and deliver everything that you and I need. Amen. That's what I like about him. It don't need no big formality. You just need to say, Lord, help me. I need some more grace. I need some more mercy. I need some more help from you. And he said, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time what of need. Songwriter said, all I have needed, God's hand has provided. Great is God's faithfulness toward us. And when you are a child of God and you begin to rest in him, and you begin to rest knowing that he'll come see about you, when nobody else will come see about you, then you'll have that song in your heart. Just a little talk with Jesus will make you. Come on now. All right. Let's give God some praise in this place. If you don't know him, you need to come know him for yourself. If you don't know him, amen, you need to say that little prayer. Lord, help me. Help me. I'm lost in sin. And then Jesus will come in and clean you up. The soul will cry hallelujah. Thank God for saving you. But you got to get to the point where you realize you need his help. You got to get to a point where you say, God, I keep messing up. I can't make it alone. Trying, it just didn't seem like it worked out. So God, I heard that you are the great I am, that needs everything I need, you are. When I needed salvation, you were my salvation. When I needed a way out of no way, you were my way out of no way. When I needed a peace of mind, God, you were my peace of mind. When I needed a friend, God, you were my friend, God. When I needed somebody to hold my hand, God, to help my hand. When I needed somebody to tell me that they loved me with the spirit of the body, God, I thank you over the love of my soul. So, God, I thank you. Today I'm going to make the choice to let you know I trust you as my faith.
That we make. I'm
benediction. Amen. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you again for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, and our hearts have felt. God, we thank you for your word that lets us know that truly you are a present help in the time of need. And just a little talk with Jesus will make it all right. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. And let the redeemed of the Lord sing together. Love them in Jesus' name.